You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good Thursday, everybody, and welcome to Locked On Balls. It's your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Eric Kane, your host here at underscore Kaner on Twitter. Hit that follow button. Also at Locked On Vols, where I tweet out the links to this episode, to each and every day's episode, when you wake up in the morning. It's Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, made available wherever you want to get your podcasts. And we're really diving into spring football practice. It's getting started today, and that's what we're going to talk about here on a Thursday show. My friend Ben McKee, at BenMcKee14 on Twitter, also a contributor, a producer and a co-host of the Swain event in the mornings here in Knoxville. He's going to join me for segments 2 and 3 as we continue the spring football conversation. But first, here in segment number 1, just a couple of announcements about spring football practice. We finally got the media schedule, so I'll kind of tell you exactly what I'm going to be doing here the next couple of days. We had a media availability for the Pro Day participants earlier on Wednesday, and that was Brandon Kennedy, Trey Smith, Josh Palmer, and Bryce Thompson. Those guys will go out and compete early Thursday morning, and that will be their Pro Day. So full swing now into spring football practice and Pro Day, and that all starts here today, and we're going to cover it for you here on Locked On Vols. So we got our spring practice availability schedule, and before I start anything off, let me just say it looks like the media, a very, very, very limited personnel in terms of the media is going to be allowed to go view practice here in spring. Looks like one person per outlet's going to be allowed to go out there and watch some things, so that's good. I mean, at least we're going to get out there and see some as we work our way through the COVID era, and hopefully we'll get back to, you know, back to normal when we can go see practice each and every day, and we can have 4 or 5 people per outlet, all that stuff. But just kind of breaking through here and at least getting some boots on the ground, that's something to celebrate. So looks like one person per outlet's going to be able to go to practices this spring, you know, when they're open. When they're practicing inside the Anderson training facility, we're not going to be allowed in there. We have to wear a mask at all times, even when we're outside, which makes a whole lot of sense, you know, going and being around these players who, you know, are testing all the time anyway. So really happy about that. So I look forward to going and covering practices this over the next, you know, 5-6 weeks and looking forward to that. But we're about to have a whole lot of content, guys, a whole lot of football content. So if you like football and you kind of go away from this podcast whenever it's not football season, well, you better come back now. If you're listening for the first time, you better stay, because over the next couple weeks, we're going to be football heavy. Starting today, practice number 1 is going to happen for the Tennessee football team. Josh Heupel is going to meet with the media at 6 o'clock, and we'll carry that, of course, and bring some audio of that on Friday's podcast as well. So Josh Heupel going to have to answer a whole lot of questions. What was the deal with the situation in the dormitories a couple weeks ago where a couple of freshmen, a rising sophomore, and two other players that were not named, or two other people who were not named, little incident in the dormitories a couple of weeks ago. You know, what's the situation there with those players? ESPN report and the Knoxville News Sentinel report said that those players have been dismissed. So we'll have to get an update on that. What's the status of Henry Tuolotuo and Kavarius Crouch? Just a whole lot to get into in terms of when Josh Heupel, you know, takes to the podium at 6 o'clock on Thursday. So looking forward to a busy, busy day here on a Thursday today, because it's going to be full of football. On Friday, a couple of athletes, a couple of members of the football team will meet with us in the media. I believe we're going to get Alante Taylor, Jacob Warren, Valus Jones Jr., and Matthew Butler. So that's coming up on Friday. We're going to talk with some players. And then on Saturday, we only got 3 days at a time this first time. Saturday at 10 a.m., practice number 2. And that is the first practice that's going to be open to a limited number of media. So looking forward to that. 10 a.m. and then at 12:10, just after noon, offensive coordinator, tight ends coach Alex Golish is going to meet with the media. So already, it looks like Josh Heupel is going to allow his assistants to talk, or at least his coordinators at the very least. So that is a great, great sign. So guys, that is my schedule for per Tennessee over the next couple of days in spring practice. That's where I'll be. Seriously, follow me on Twitter if you don't already. I know I'll plug it every single day, hashtag shameless plug. But if you want football content, and I mean, I'm going to be out there, you know, earlier this morning whenever or earlier yesterday morning, rather, when all the, Trey Smith, Josh Palmer, Bryce Thompson, Brandon Kennedy had their press conferences leading into Pro Day. I was live tweeting it. I live tweet every single press conference. I'll tweet stuff when I'm at practice. And so if you don't follow and you want that content, now's a good time. Now's a really, really good time to follow my account because of the spring football that's getting going right here. So nonetheless, that's what's going on there. That's my schedule. I want to let you guys know and kind of look forward to bringing some audio to this podcast as we continue on through spring practice. Found something interesting today real quick before this is going to be a shorter segment, number one, because I want to get to Ben and our conversation on Tennessee spring football practice. But had an interesting story drop from 24/7 Sports earlier on Wednesday. The title is "Door Still Open for Henry Tuilotuo Kuharis Crouch to Return to Tennessee." Looks like Josh Heupel had an interview with 24/7 Sports on Wednesday, and it was on the potential of those two guys returning. And the quote is, "We'll see where spring ball leads us and where we end up at the end of the semester." Heupel went on to say that you have conversations with your players. You're recruiting kids that are outside your facility, but the most important thing is getting to know the guys that are here inside your building, what makes them tick, what are their successes, what are their hardships that they've had to overcome. That's the part of building your foundation here. So Josh Heupel in a conversation with 24/7 Sports saying, we'll have to see what spring looks like and all that, but it appears the door is still open for Henry T and Kuharis Crouch if they want to return to the football team. The assistants, a couple weeks ago when we met with the assistants, Tim Banks and Brian Jean-Marie both said that they've talked to them, but they're not here right now, so they're focusing on players that are here, and that's how you got to go about that. But nonetheless, we'll have to see if Henry T and Kuharis Crouch are going to be at practice. I don't anticipate it happening, but I bet your bottom dollar that that's going to be one of the first questions asked to Josh Heupel later today. Ben McKee, Rocky Top Insider, and the Swain Event coming up in segments 2 and 3. But first, let me tell you about my friends at rockauto.com. rockauto.com, family-owned business, serving auto parts and customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com and shop for your auto and body parts from hundreds of different manufacturers. The best thing about rockauto.com is the prices. Always reliably low, the same for professionals or the do-it-yourselfers. So why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? You can go through the catalog. It's unique and remarkably easy to navigate through, and you can quickly see all the parts that are available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and the prices that you prefer. Again, prices. Why spend up to, sometimes 100% more, 50% more, even 30% more? Why spend more money when you can spend less that hassle? You don't have to go to the big retail stores. You can go online and trust a family-owned business. It's rockauto.com. Rockauto.com, right in the right locked on in the How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. And you can trust these people. They've been doing it for 20 years, and it's easy, and they'll send it straight to your doorstep so you can stay away from people during that COVID era if that's what you're about. So locked on in the How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on all the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And now here on the show, it's my friend Ben McKee. Here's part one of my conversation with Ben McKee. Tennessee football spring practice getting going later today, and there's going to be an open practice, not an open practice. There's going to be an availability for media to actually see some practice. It'll be a limited number, but that's coming up on Saturday. Josh Heupel is going to talk later tonight. Alex Golish is going to talk on Saturday. We're going to get some players. We're about to be in some content heaven right now, and that's a good thing. But Tennessee football starting spring practice. So many questions. You're the third guest I've had on the podcast this week, and both my first two guests, said that the main storyline is this. Ben, what's the number one thing you're looking out for this spring practice over the next couple of weeks here with Tennessee football?
I guess the implementation of the offense and how that goes. Obviously, the big narrative when Tennessee hired Josh Heupel was that he's just this great offensive mind and he runs such a great offensive system. So I'm excited to see how that is implemented over the next month or so. And which quarterback kind of takes it and runs with it. That will obviously always be the storyline when you don't have a solidified starter. Excited to see what Hendon Hooker looks like. Have heard that he's a large human being, much larger in person. So excited to see what he does look like in person. Brian Maurer, Harrison Bailey, they're obviously back. I'm excited to see if Brian Maurer can take advantage of his new leaf and his new lease on his football life at Tennessee, so to say. So excited to see what Harrison Bailey, Brian Maurer look like. Excited to see Caden Salter. Really excited to see the forgotten freshman receivers from last season. Jalen Hyatt got a lot of the attention, a lot of the talk. But if you go back to fall camp, Jeremy Pruitt, Jim Chaney, T. Martin, the offensive coaching staff really hyped up Malachi Wideman, Jimmy Holiday, Jimmy Callaway just as much as Jalen Hyatt. And we rarely saw the two Jimmys and Malachi. So I'm excited to see what they look like in this offense. I'm interested to see if D. Beckwith sticks at running back, or do they try to move him to tight end? Do they try to move him to receiver? Do they move him to the defensive side of the ball? That'll be interesting to watch. Jacob Warren, I think he's better suited for an offense like this. He came out of high school as a pass-catching tight end, and this offense is obviously better suited for him considering that he was a pass-catching tight end trying to be a blocking tight end in Jim Chaney and Jeremy Pruitt's offense. So Jacob Warren, let's see what he does. There's obviously three spots up along the offensive line to kind of see who can fill the roles of left tackle after the two transfers. Trey Smith is moving on. Brandon Kennedy's gone. So a lot of replacement to be done up front. So a long-winded way of saying that I'm very intrigued to see how they implement the offense and which players take to their new roles the quickest. And that goes for the defensive side of the football as well, although I would adjust my wording and say with the defensive side of the ball, I'm interested to see what base personnel Tim Banks walks away wanting to run. It kind of feels like a 4-2-5 is what might happen, and it might have to happen just because you may have to play inside linebacker, Kane, for the Vols.
They don't want this that fall. Smoke.
they may not want the smoke, but they may need it. Yeah. So I'm that's kind of what I'm looking for on the defensive side of the ball is what base personnel does Tim Banks and this defensive staff walk away from spring practice feeling like they can roll with?
Yeah, that's some good point. You know, typically everybody wants to go straight to the quarterback and, you know, which quarterback's going to shine in spring, but it's a brand new offense, both for offense. It's a brand new defense. It's a new coaching staff. It's a new system. So there's going to be an adaptation period for all these players involved. And, you know, they've been studying the plays and the playbooks. They've been in meetings and all that. But until you get that, this is what the assistant coaches said, you know, when we met with them a couple of weeks ago, until you get out there on the field, you're walking through the plays, you're going through the motions and all that, you're just not really going to know. And so I think that's a really good point as well. And I couldn't agree more. I am so curious just to figure out what exactly is this base defense going to be. Yes, it's going to be multiple. You have to be multiple in college football and in the NFL, really, where you're going to be left behind. But does that mean a three-man front? Does that mean a four-man front? I think it's going to be a 4-3, or really, like you said, a 4-2-5, because you see so many teams playing with five defensive backs. Jeremy Pruitt, that was a base 3-4 defense, he played with five defensive backs almost every single play. So I couldn't agree more with that. In saying all that, the linebackers, you know, what's your take on Kavarius Crouch, Henry Tuolotua right now? You hear something different every single day, but obviously – Josh Heupel, you know, spoke to 24/7 Sports on Wednesday and said, hey, if they want to come back, they're welcome. And that's the right attitude to have, in my opinion.
Yes, I completely agree. I do, from the player perspective, they need to make a decision because they've been dragging this on for far too long, particularly Henry Tuolotua, because Kavarius Crouch was a much different situation in the sense of he was working out with the football team on a Friday. And then all of a sudden on a Monday, he's not even with the team. So the Kavarius Crouch situation is a little bit different because he did work out with the team at one point. He was on campus. But the Henry Tuolotua situation has been drawn out far too long now. It is time to make a decision. And from my vantage point, I think that he would have already made a decision had Alabama wanted him. I think it's truly as simple as that. His dad has obviously made pointed comments, aggressive comments, 2247 over the last month or so, saying that he should have picked Alabama the first time and that he thinks that he is strongly leaning towards Alabama. I'm paraphrasing there, but along those lines is what Henry Toto's dad was saying. So it kind of feels like Tennessee is the backup plan, the backup prom date, I guess. If the hot girl from the senior class that you ask as an underclassman says no, I guess Tennessee's kind of the junior that isn't getting as many looks as the other one that you want to take. So Henry To'o needs to come to a decision for both sides, both, you know, to kind of give Tennessee's new coaching staff and the players a peace of mind. That way they know going into spring, going through spring, going into the summer, they know that, okay, he's going to be here, okay, or he's not going to be here, and they can just move forward. Everybody can move forward. But honestly, Henry's hurting himself more than he's hurting Tennessee, because Henry did take a step back last season. He's still a very good football player. I think he's probably a future professional football player. But his track of being a three-year player, which it felt like he was on as a freshman, I think has been completely derailed by the past couple of months. And he took a step back as a sophomore. He needed to get quicker. He needed to become stronger. He needed to just simply get better. And he hasn't done that this spring. And I don't know how you can take a big step forward as a junior if you haven't been working out in a college strength and conditioning program. And he can do all the workouts back home that he wants. As you know, Kane, as somebody who did play in college, it's totally different working out in your garage, working out at the gym down the road, compared to working out with your team in a college strength and conditioning program.
Yeah, no sports bras. Yeah.
Yes, no sports bras, as we found out on Twitter. On Wednesday. So I think Josh Heupel took the absolute right approach. Tennessee's not in a situation to tell Henry To'o or Kavaris Crouch no. It's unfortunate, but they're not. So you have to be able and willing to welcome them back with open arms. But at this point, I think it falls more so on Henry To'o to make a decision that is best for himself, because right now he's hurting himself by not being at a school.
We'll have more coming up with Ben McKee of Rocky Top Insider and the Swain event in segment number three as we continue on the spring practice preview as Tennessee hits to the practice field later this afternoon. Bet Online is the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Of course, you're seeing spring practices on the football field all across the country right now. They're gearing up for the fall football season that'll be here before you know it. And when that season comes, you will want to make some coin with BetOnline. It's real-time updated odds on all the sports news you need and anything you can possibly imagine. BetOnline's got you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bets, and it's completely free to sign up. You have to use the promo code LOCKEDON. And if you do, if it's your first deposit, you're going to receive a 50% welcome bonus on that first deposit. Locked On for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's all you have to do. The Sweet 16 is getting started this weekend. We'll have the Elite Eight the first of next week. There's so much going on right now. The NBA is well on into the second half of the season. Baseball's coming up here in just a minute, so it's never a bad time to jump on in with BetOnline. Use your sports knowledge to use and make some coin. Remember, Locked On, 50% off welcome bonus on that first deposit. BetOnline, it's your online sportsbook experts. And guys, we've reached Thursday of this week, and it's time for another Built Bar matchup for Built Bar Madness. Today, we have Mint Brownie against Coconut Puff. Mint Brownie going up against Coconut Puff, and you can cast your vote for which bar is better at BuiltBar.com. Or check it out on Twitter, @bar_built. It's Built Bar Madness. I've been talking about it the last couple weeks. Of course, I've been previewing it in each and every show. And you guys know all about Built Bar, the best-tasting protein bar on the market. Built Bar is the amazingly low-calorie, low-sugar, high-in-protein, high-in-fiber, amazing-tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all the bars. You know the jingle by now. It's the protein bar that tastes and looks like a candy bar because it's 100% chocolate, but it'll give you energy, and it's good for you. Again, today's matchup is Mint Brownie against Coconut Puff. We've been at it all week long. We're moving on towards the Enticing Eight. That's coming up next. And when you're at BuiltBar.com, casting your vote for either Mint Brownie or Coconut Puff, put Locked On 15 to get 15% off your next order. Again, Locked 15, 15% off your next order. Locked 15 for 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Go cast your vote, wait a few hours, check back, see who won today's matchup, and ultimately, here in a little while, we'll see who's the best-tasting protein bar of it all. It's Built Bar Madness at BuiltBar.com. Are you guys ready for the NFL Draft? If so, join Locked On NFL Draft hosts Trevor Sakima and Benjamin Solak as they give you their latest positional rankings and analysis on the 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks right around the corner. Follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on the Radio.com app or wherever you get your podcast. Here's part number two of my conversation with Ben McKee of Rocky Top Insider. When you look at the running back position, no Ty Chandler, no Eric Gray. You bring back Jabari Small. You bring in Tyon Evans, no Cody Brown. He got out of his NLI. Some bigger backs that were recruited to the class last year. And then you have D. Beckwith. I know you touched on him a moment ago. I don't think, we'll have to see, but I don't think D. Beckwith was going to be in that running back room. But, you know, how do you like that group? I think it's a group that obviously lost a lot, but it's going to have a chance to really thrive in this offense. And I think that, you know, Jabari Small and Tyon Evans are going to have every opportunity to do just that.
Yeah, I don't know that there's a dynamic back in that room. I don't know that it's going to be, you know, a top three, top four running back room in the SEC. But I think it can be productive. Tyon Evans is a running back that the last staff thought was a future NFL running back. And I think he has the ability to be very productive. You'll also look at Jabari Small, and it was a small sample size, no pun intended. But he flashed last year. I think he showed you that he could be a legitimate running back at this level. Jabari Small last year reminded me of John Kelly when John Kelly was behind Alvin Kamara and Jalen Hurd. He didn't get a ton of carries, but you could see that there was potential there for him to be the guy down the road. And I think you kind of saw that in Jabari Small as well. And funny enough, their running style is very similar. Jabari Small is a bull in a china shop. He will run you over. He is a Mack truck for such a little man. And that was kind of the same way John Kelly ran, just with a lot of anger and a lot of refusal to be brought down. And I saw glimpses of John Kelly and Jabari Small. Now, again, it was a very small sample size. We'll see if he can continue that into a totally different offense and into his sophomore season. But I like Jabari Small. I have stock in Jabari Small. So I think between those two, Tennessee can definitely get some production out of the running back room. I think they will be solid backs for sure. And then you look elsewhere, and it'll be interesting to see who that number three, number four back is. We talk about the lack of depth at inside linebacker. So does a guy like Lenith Whitehead, who played linebacker in high school, played both obviously, but was also thought to be a college inside linebacker. Does Lenith Whitehead,
top 10 rated linebacker, and he wanted to play running back. That's why he went to Tennessee.
That's right. So does he make the switch to inside linebacker to help provide some depth there? Does T. Hodge make the leap over to the defensive side of the ball? I don't think that would happen. I think that one is less likely to happen than Lenith Whitehead. But does T. Hodge make that jump to linebacker? He definitely has the linebacker build. I think he has the physique to play the position. But he also kind of needs to show that he can stay healthy and contribute to the running back room, or he may end up on the defensive side of the ball. So it'll be interesting to see who that number three, number four guy is behind Tyon Evans and Jabari Small, because I think T. Hodge is a candidate to switch positions. D. Beckwith, Lenith Whitehead, I don't think those guys will end spring at the running back position, or at least I don't think they'll start fall camp at running back. So that really leaves you with T. Hodge and Jalen Wright, a freshman who is here on campus early, which will help him. But I think Jabari Small, Tyon Evans leading that backfield, I think Tennessee will get some production from that group for sure.
Ben McKee, Rocky Top Insider and the Swain Event. Last one, Ben, we'll get you out the door and appreciate you joining me as always. For you, for this to be a successful spring, I mean, it's going to be nowhere near complete. It's going to be rough. There's more questions than we can even think to have answers to right now. But for this to be a successful spring, what do you need to see? What answers to those questions do you need to know, heading out of spring practice for you to say Tennessee football's on its way and it's not as far behind as where we are right now here in late March?
If Tennessee has a successful spring practice, I don't think that we will know the answer when the spring game concludes. I think it is going to be an answer that we realize during the season, because I think priority number one this spring is developing leadership. And if leadership is developed this spring, and spring's only a minor part of it, that is a off-season long task. You can't just simply develop leadership in a month during spring practice. That is winter conditioning. That is spring practice. That is summer conditioning. That is fall camp. That is a nearly year-long task. You just simply can't develop leadership within a month, but you can take a strong step forward in that department. You look at the secondary. Bryce Thompson was the leader of that secondary, and now he's gone. Does Alante Taylor truly step up and fill his shoes as the leader? Henry To'oto'o, Kavaris Crouch, they are gone. Does Jeremy Banks step up and fill that role? The defensive line has several veterans. Can they step up and lead the defense as a whole? You look at the offensive line. Trey Smith, one of the best leaders in Tennessee football history, he's gone. Brandon Kennedy is gone from his center position. And to me, he was a very underrated leader, both in the locker room and on the field from his center position. But he's gone. So can Cade Mays or Jerome Carvin or Cooper Mays, can somebody like a Darnell Wright step up and provide some leadership? The running back room is gone with Ty Chandler, Eric Gray. You've got a new quarterback. You've got a new bunch of receivers in terms of leading the way. Bayless Jones comes back, but that's been a Juwan Jennings, Marquez Callaway, Josh Palmer wide receiver room the last couple of years. And now all of a sudden those guys are gone, and Jalen Hyatt's probably your best receiver. So can Jalen Hyatt or Malachi Wideman or somebody else step up? Brandon Johnson, also a guy that's been there while he's gone. So you have a lot of newness amongst this football team. Can they develop leadership that will help them over the course of the offseason, in the summer, and in fall camp, and going into the schedule in September? I think that is the number one priority, developing leadership and developing roles within this football team, that the coaches know that they can count on a particular player doing a particular thing once fall camp arrives. And again, I don't think we'll know the answer to those questions, to those priorities, and whether those were accomplished by the time the spring game concludes. But those are at the top of my to-do list in terms of what Tennessee needs to accomplish this spring: develop leadership and determine roles within the football program.
Ben McKee, Rocky Top Insider, and the Swain Event. Great stuff, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Always appreciate you having me on, my friend.
Another thanks to Ben McKee at BenMcKee14 on Twitter. Give him a follow. He does great work. It was a football-heavy show today. Pro Day Thursday morning. Spring practice beginning Thursday afternoon. We'll have plenty of content the rest of the way from Josh Heupel, Alex Golish, some players. Hopefully get boots on the ground on Saturday, see this team out there in action a little bit. So it's that time of the year, folks. We'll have all the action of Tennessee spring practice beginning today right here on Locked On Vols. We'll continue the coverage, guys. Continue to listen, subscribe, rate, review. 5-star Friday coming up tomorrow. Leave me a review. I'll give you a shout out. Appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your Thursday, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow right here on Locked On Vols.